Blog Talk Radio.
Stop scrolling. Get off the pot. And flush it. And listen to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. To reach Bill live, call 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Now, here's your host, Billy Borelli.
What? Here's your host, Billy Borelli. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Welcome. It's been a long one, hasn't it? Have I done one this year? I think I have. Yes, I have. I have done one this year. And here it is, Monday night, the Monday before Super Bowl. It's a big thing here in the Bay Area because everybody is so excited about Super Bowl 50. And let's go to the Super Bowl experience. Let's everybody go downtown and do the Super Bowl and just make it a big experience. Why? How? How am I supposed to experience the Super Bowl when it's like $700 for a nosebleed, for standing room? Can you imagine the tickets? It's getting crazy. And everybody wants to talk about the Niners playing in Santa Clara. Well, they're not the San Francisco 49ers anymore. Well, then the New York Giants and the New York Jets should be called the New Jersey Giants and the New Jersey Jets. How about the Arlington Cowboys? How about that? How about those apples? Huh? What teams actually play in their hometowns? What teams are actually named? Let's see. San Diego plays in San Diego. Arizona plays in Phoenix. So, yeah, that's kind of right. Phoenix, Arizona. Let's see what else. Denver plays in, not sure. The Super Bowl, though.
Bite Miami with a big old head. Throw the ball down the field. Omaha.
Then you got Cam Newton, who keeps sneezing into his arm for some reason. Every time he makes a touchdown, he's like, dude, Benadryl, the best shit on the market. That'll help you with that sneezing issue, buddy. Glad to see these two guys, these two heavyweights going at it. We got a young guy, Cam Newton. We got the old dog, Peyton Manning, who's looking for his second ring to match his brother.
Mouth breather, Eli Manning. We gonna throw the ball, Paul.
You ever see Dredd with Sylvester Stallone?
Ew.
Well, there was like a group of these, I don't know, he was in prison or something, and there was a group of these weird-looking things, and the older brother, the bald, hey, Paul, he's like some big oaf with half an arm, and, you know, anyway, he's like a cyborg. Well, that's Peyton. Well, or Eli, or whichever one. One of them. Both of them. I don't give a fuck. How you doing? What do we talk about today? I'm going to go to the episode info because I got this, like, short-term memory loss. So, we're in February now. So what's February? We got Valentine's Day. We got Black History Month. We got President's Day. We got President's Day. We got that much. We got 29 days. It's not 28 days. It's is it leap year or when is it leap year? When is leap year? I mean, was anybody born on leap year? If you're born on leap year, can you just like every other year, can you just age 1 year or do you age 2 years? Is like a dog thing? Anybody born on leap year? I don't know. I wouldn't know. Anyway, let's get into it. Let's start by, we were talking about the Super Bowl. There's nothing really interesting about talking about the Super Bowl right now. I don't have anything. I wish I did. Manning's huge forehead. If you look back, his head wasn't really that big. It just elongated like an egg. you know, that like a chicken really squeezed out an egg and it just like elongated his big head. And he's got that triangular, it's like the triangle mark. It's either Diamond Dallas Page or the lesbian symbol, or, you know, I think it's like, you know, what's that, the Illuminati? It's like a triangle with an eye. That's his Illuminati.
I got my Illuminati in my forehead.
You sure got a pretty mouth. That's from Deliverance. If you haven't seen that, go see it. It's an old movie. Anyway, so that's the Super Bowl experience. Everybody's all excited about the Super Bowl being in Santa Clara, the Bay Area, Levi Stadium, and all this. And I'm seeing all these different things about it. And I'm just so glad I don't like work out there anymore. It's crazy. It's stupid. It's just one of those things. But that's the Bay Area for you. Born and raised. Proud of it. Let's get into something else because I lost all the momentum with that joke, and it kind of sucks now. You know, it's like, move it along, buddy. We're going to throw some tomatoes at you. Speaking of tomatoes, the Don was at an Iowa City. I'm not exactly sure which city it was. The Don, Donald Trump. And everybody's going, oh, you're going to vote for him? Yeah, he's such a racist. Let me tell you exactly what he said before you go and say the Don. And I'm not saying I'm voting for him. I'm not saying I'm not voting for him. I'm just saying there's so much hyperbole going out. And you like that hyperbole going out about what he said. Everybody's just like, yeah, he's racist. And they rolled it from there. He literally said that there are rapists and there are murderers and there are bad people coming across the border. He didn't say there are Mexican rapists and Mexican murderers and Mexican people, bad people coming across the border. You have to understand, everybody wants to come to America. And what's the easiest way they can get there? They can't get there by sea because all of the ports are just, you know, unless they show up on a beach somewhere, that's highly unlikely. The easiest way is a land arrival. So what do? They get into Mexico because they know that border is porous. Anybody that's not from the U.S. can come across that border. Anybody in the world. He wasn't singling out a certain race or a certain color. He was saying there are murderers coming across. There are rapists coming across. There are criminals. And there are some good people, I'm sure, he said, along those lines. I'm paraphrasing. But people ran with it and said, oh, he's racist against Mexicans. Oh, God. So if he had said something like, oh, the Canadian border is so porous, there are murderers and there are rapists and there are criminals coming across the border, they're going to say, oh, he doesn't like Canadians, eh? So just think about it. Be a Border Patrol agent for one day, and then you tell me. You tell me what comes across. And you do the math, and you do the homework. I mean, we're getting border control agents are getting shot. Border control agents are getting killed. Who do you think is doing that? They're not doing it to each other. Hey, you know what? You didn't stop that guy. Pow! They're not doing it to each other. They're not taking fire from one another. Where are they taking fire from? Figure it out. Be logical, people. Before you start throwing out racist, think about what you're saying. The Don does speak the truth. He does. You have to admit it. This country needs to be great again. We're a piss on, and I'll tell you why. Everybody pisses on us because I used to work in an industry where I would meet people from all over the world, and they would just laugh. Oh, you Americans, in my country. Well, in my country we do this. In my country we do that. See, that condescending tone already tells me you Americans are fucking pigs. You know, I just come here because it's cheap. They can buy cheap shit here. So they bring their dinars or their euros or whatever the fuck they're using, come over here because it's cheaper, and buy what? Stuff made in China. Figure that out. So what? They could go to China and buy the phone, but it's cheaper here. Yeah, so who's making out? Who's making out like a bandit? So the Don wants to reverse all that. Stuff made in the U.S., stuff purchased in the U.S., Americans supporting Americans. That's simple. Americans supporting Americans. If you're born here, we're going to support you just like that. Open your own business. Small businesses. Perfect. Open your own business. Do businesses with American-made products. Buy American-made products. You love this country so much, support it. That's a lot to say about that. No. Actually, so they did it through tomatoes at him. Andrew, he sounded like he has an Italian last name, kind of, actually. But you look at him, and he's like some dirty-looking white dude. He looks like a homeless guy who threw his dinner at the dump. And everybody's like, oh, my God, he's such a hero. Yeah, he's awesome, blah, blah, blah. He fucking missed. You wimp-armed, you spaghetti noodle-armed little sissy. You throw one tomato, it barely made the stage. You almost caught him with the second one. Almost doesn't count. They got your ass out of there. You don't need to throw. See, this is, and this is another issue. Well, I'm going to go up there and throw tomatoes at him. Why? Well, because I wanted to make a statement. No, that's not making a statement. That's trying to injure somebody with fruit or yeah, it's actually fruit, tomato. Trying to injure somebody. Well, it's a vegetable. Trying to injure somebody with a vegetable. You're trying to hit them. And don't get me wrong. What happened to, you know, oh, throwing a pie at somebody or something like that? But he obviously went there to try. And I mean, you don't just show up at a rally with a couple of tomatoes like, yeah, these make a good fucking snack. I mean, yeah, some crackers and some Ritz or some salami and cheese, you know, maybe, or some, you know, something, I don't know, some peanuts. But you show up at a rally holding tomatoes knowing what you're going to do. So you plan this out. You want to throw tomatoes at the Don. That's why people do background checks on guns, because of crazy, stupid asses like you. See, you throw a tomato now, and next week you're buying a rifle and you're shooting because the tomato's just not good enough. So it's people like that guy, sad to say, take offense or not, but I label him as a liberal, a noodle-armed liberal, because they're babies. They always want things their way, and they cry when it doesn't become. And if you disagree with them on an adult level, they're going to find some way to bash you, to bash what you like, to bash what you do. My way. My way or no way. That offends me, so we'll just put a stop to it. You know what? Your crying offends me with your liberal tears. Can we put a stop to that too, please? Toughen up, America. Support Americans. Don't be a bitch. Yeah, Jesse says America's a bitch. Mr. White, don't be a bitch. Mr. Sanders, Bernie Sanders, have you done anything in life besides be a dork? I don't want to waste time talking about him or that Hillary Clinton. I just don't want to do it. I'm not political, but damn it, it's the season. We have an election coming up, and if we elect one of those, oh my God, we're doomed. We're doomed. I'm not going to tell you who my guy is. I'm not going to tell you who my guy is. So already I'm talking about a guy. Anyway, let's get back to what I was getting here. Let's see. Or I got to look at my notes here. Yeah. So, you know, I just lost it. Anyway, you know what? Forget it. Yeah. Tommy Chong. I used to like Cheech and Chong, but I think he smoked a little bit too much weed. You know, what's the long-term effects? I mean, you slows you down. I mean, it automatically slows you down. It's depressant. Weed does not. Man, it does not like perk you up. It's like, all right, I'm going to run a marathon and then I'm going to build a house and then I'm going to vacuum the earth. No, you lay there and you eat snacks and you go to sleep. That's what a depressant does. How can you some people, I could function better on it. Well, yeah, okay. Maybe that's the thing that gets them right. Maybe that's the chemical. I just can't do it. It's just not for me. Can't do it. I can barely drink. I get high off caffeine. All right. Hey, that's an upper. So, but anyway, what else is up? What's going on with, Hoverboards, right. Now, people are buying these hoverboards, and then I'm seeing these videos of them catching on fire. Yeah, catching on fire. So, that was a yawn. And I don't have a snooze button, or I don't have a cough button, or a yawn button. I just fucking do it. You're going to hear everything. You might even hear this fart. Not quite. Why do you get a hoverboard when it doesn't even hover? It's got wheels. So does that make a bike a hover bike? Perhaps some in a hover truck? You're walking on hover shoes? You're not hovering on a hoverboard. It's just you're not using your hands with it. So it could be a handless board. Because even a Segway is still a Segway. You know, you can't call it a hoverway. So a hoverboard is just kind of like a Segway without the handle. So don't call it a hoverboard. Call it lazy as fuck board. Because now we've got these, you know, we've got, you know, gee, I don't want to be PC here. Gonna be PC. Fat asses. There, that was pretty good. Very proud of myself. Pat myself on the back. We have fat asses on these hoverboards, and they shouldn't be on them. They should be on their feet walking. Because these hoverboards are catching fire at an alarming rate. So the batteries are catching fire, and they're really going up in flames. Like the whole thing burns, like it melts. Like it's very, very flammable. I mean, it's not like the battery blows up and then it's like, oh, well, you know, get another battery. The battery blows up and this thing turns into a charred pile of ruins. It looks like, what's a famous place that burned? I don't know. Everything burns. It looked pretty bad. So don't get a lazy person board, because I'm not going to call it a hoverboard anymore. It's a lazy person board. Don't get one. They were such the rage, and now they were so popular like a month before Christmas and right around Christmas, and here it is January, and it's like, you know, you don't hear anything from them because everybody burns up. They burn their feet. They do whatever. Just, oh, one of my neighbors is trying to park, and you want to hear something wonderful. Saturday, I'm chilling. And I hear my neighbor doing something in his truck. I hear crack. I go outside and he breaks my fence. And this has been like an ongoing thing. Those that have been listening to my show know that I put this little fence around my yard to kind of keep out his kids from tramping, walking around it, not, you know, the grass. And I was just trying to keep the grass. And it's actually doing a really good job. You know, first it was grass, then it was dirt, and then it was like grass again. So it's like, okay, it's getting green again. So when they come in and cut it down, it looks kind of nice. It's not perfect, but it's green. You know, there's some grass and some weeds, but nothing, no really bad weeds, like four-leaf clovers, shit like that. And then, so, you know, his kids don't care. They throw garbage there. They're one of these like, well, this goes here. My candy wrapper goes here. It goes right here on the ground. Because I walked out there and there's candy wrappers on the ground and you know who it's from. No other kid around here eats those Mexican style candies. Yes, I fucking said Mexican style candy because what? It's in Spanish. And you know what it said? Hecho en Mexico. So it was made in Mexico. I think they eat it. So yeah, I'm going to blame it on them and not give a damn who I'm blaming it on because they did it. Because I've seen them eat them. So when I can't pronounce it, it's them and their kids. So you know what? If you're watching your kid drop that in front of my place, pick it up. Don't be a pig. You'll clean up your little area, but you won't. Everybody else is like, yeah, fuck you. I don't live there. Well, yeah, you kind of do. You're kind of like not too far away from me. So pick it up. Don't be a jackass. Anyway, father smashes my fence, breaks apart two pieces, and leaves it there. Now, I'm hoping he can hear me. I doubt it. Maybe he can't understand me either. I'm talking so fast. Pero que es mucho inglés. So he breaks the two pieces and then just like lollygags away. And I'm looking at these like, you know, he's gonna come up and talk to me. He's gonna ask me. I sorry for doing that to you. I get you more. We get the two more for you. And me, I throw how much is the thing? Hey man, it's cool, man. The fact that you came up, and it probably took all your might to come up and tell me you're sorry, because you're so proud. You know, don't worry about it. It's good, man. We're good. That's neighborly. I love thy neighbor. You came to my door, you knocked on my gate, and you said, I sorry. I broke fence. I buy new. How mucho? No, none of that. He just walked on by like fucking him. And then he parks his wife's truck next to my truck, because our garages are side by side. So he parks his wife's truck. And you see her waddle her little chubby self. She's walking along and she looks right down at the pieces like, oh no, what happened here? And kept walking. I am very disappointed. So I didn't, you know, I was a little upset. You'll be surprised. For 2 days, for 2 days, I would leave the pieces out on the ground. I said, you know what, they'll pick them up. Wanted them. They broke it. You know, they'll just put it in his truck and he'll use it for something. Sure, he'll build his kid a little playpen with it. So I'm like, well, let me leave it out. Maybe he wants it. Maybe he backed into it. He's like, yeah, this one looks better if he was broken. So I'll just leave it out there. He didn't want it. Didn't pick it up. Just kind of left it. I'm like, okay, maybe he just kind of wanted me to leave it out there again. So I did. Put it right back out in the, driveway. Somebody picked them up and put them right back in my yard. I guess I really am a good person because I picked up the pieces and threw them away. I'm very proud of myself. I couldn't, I guess I'm that type of person. I just couldn't leave it out there. Couldn't be upset for too long. You know, I mean, love thy neighbor, true. I mean, my neighbors are great. All of them are great. But, I'm just not going to do any more favors. I think I'm entitled to that. I don't have to do him any favors. It's not being mean. It's just, oh, you want me to move my truck because you want to put a little jumper thing here? Nah. Oh, you want me to park on the street? You want me to park my truck on the street because you're having guests and you're going to be smacking around a pinata full of cavity-causing candy? Nah. Oh, you're making tacos? Oh, you got cervezas? Really? Nah. I'm good. I'll just park my truck here because... Oh, you know what? I think I will park my truck on the street because I got to pull my Nova out of the garage. I got to start it up. Oh, it burns your eyes when it's running? Oh, pobrecito. I think I'm done. I think I'm telling my neighbor. My producer. I hear that they're going to remake The Godfather. Now, they could remake it with Robert De Niro again because he was the young Don Vito Corleone. And I'm not going to say it like white people do. Don Vito Corleone. Like they did in Godfather 2. That's just Don Vito Corleone. That's what white people do. Lasagne? Oh, well, that's Robert De Niro and Al Pacino. Hey, those guys were great. Al Pacino is my favorite. Robert De Niro is a close second. De Niro, Pacino. Get it through your skulls, whitey. Roberto De Niro, Alberto Pacino, not Pacino, not De Niro, all right? But I say cast Robert De Niro as the old Don Vito. I think, I wonder if he could do it.
Give me my line here. What's my motivation here? I played when he was younger. Now I'm older. Now what the fuck? Okay. All right, what's the line? He said, talking to Johnny Fontaine. Okay.
Robert, and action, Robert. you could be a man. That's what you're going to crying and, you know, bullshit, you know, something around it like that. No, Robert, we need more passion. I don't have any more passion. You know, I just want to do funny movies. You know, can you milk me, Greg? You know, meet the parents. I want to do funny movies. You got, this is too serious for you, Robert. I see. So we're going to get somebody else that's more serious. Bring in Sylvester Stallone.
How's it going? How you doing? All right. I always wanted to play the Godfather, you know? I always kind of wanted to do this.
Okay, you just punched out somebody. I know you're excited, Sly, but I need you to get into character.
Okay, here we go. All right. Okay, you know, what's the line? What are you doing?
Okay, the line is, you have to be a man. What is this crying? Okay, we want passion, Sylvester. We want passion. Can you do it?
Yeah, I can do it. All right. I want to be a man. Right? Cry.
Okay, that was pretty good, but let's try it again. Ready and action.
Hey, what are you, man? You cry. What are you doing over there? Hey, Apollo. Hey, what are you doing? I'm scared.
Cut, cut, cut. Sylvester, you obviously mashed up lines with Rocky III. This is the Godfather remake?
Oh, no, you know, I got a little excited over here. You know, I got, can't you see I got an erection? You know, I've always wanted to be, you know.
Okay, get him out of here. Next, who's the other guy? Sir, we have that Daniel Day-Lewis auditioning for the Godfather part.
Daniel Day-Lewis. How are you, Daniel?
I'm just fine. Hello.
You sound like, kind of sound like Sean Connery there. Well, I'm doing another part for another movie, so, you know, I'm getting another character.
Yeah, we just need you to play the Godfather, okay, Daniel?
All right.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
The line is, you can act like a man. What is this crying? And then kind of like, where, you know, make fun of him.
I think I can.
Uh-oh, fuck. What character is that? I think that's his Daniel Plainview character. All right, let's try it out. And action.
How are you? Why are you crying like a man? Don't be a man, be a boy. You're crying like this. This is my son, Al Pacino.
Cut, cut. You, Daniel, wait. Oh, God, Lord. Okay, first of all, you sound like Daniel Plainview from that movie, No Country for Old Men.
No, it was There Will Be Blood. Get it right. This is my son. Shut up.
And then you said Al Pacino. That's not his name. His name is Michael.
Oh, I did not know that. Okay, let's try it again.
Oh, God. And action.
Why are you crying like a man? Be a man. Why are you crying? Wah, wah, wah. What is this? This is my son, Michael.
No, or get him out of here, please. Okay.
Okay, what's next? Am I going to do another one?
So that's how I see the new Godfather. And there's not going to be a new Godfather. I made that all up. I made it all up. Because the Academy Awards are coming, and Daniel Day-Lewis, he's going to win one for like a no-show. And the Academy Award for not showing up is Daniel Day-Lewis. Here's Daniel Day-Lewis via satellite from wherever he's from, Ireland.
Hello, thank you for giving me the award. Yes, I will drink all your oil up. This is my son, Daniel Day-Lewis Jr. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. You like my oil. I drink up all your oil. Whoa, I'll suck it up.
Wow. Cut.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
I abandoned my child. I abandoned my boy. This is my son, Michael. Look what they did to my son.
That's when Sonny gets shot.
How can they do this? Look at my boy. I abandoned him and he got shot. Oh, well.
Oh, boy.
I abandoned my boy. This is my son.
Anyway, thanks.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter at ComedianBillyBo. Tune in next time, boys and girls. You may now proceed to mindless scrolling. Thank you.